Hello, I'm Northwest Now associate producer Chris Anderson here with a quick audio preview of what you'll be seeing on this Friday's show. He's a Tacoma community icon who has dedicated his life to social service and improving education. Willie Stewart, who turned 90 in December, is still helping underserved residents here in the South Sound. Stewart told host Tom Lason about what it was like growing up in the Jim Crow South before he headed north to Western Washington.
One, in the education system. A total separation of the black students from the other students. Mm-hmm. Separate building, separate facilities, separate basketball court, separate gymnasium, no swimming pool, no cafeteria that was present for other schools. Also, because many of the students were related to the farm work, some of our students didn't get, even though school would be from the 1st of September until May, many of our students couldn't get started till late October because their parents were involved in farm work and they had to pick cotton in West Texas.
Okay.
And so consequently, many of the students had to repeat their classes or they received an inferior education because work was essential for the families.
Stewart also discussed the Willie Stewart Academy in Tacoma, a school named in his honor, and what it takes for a student to get in and their path to educational success.
First of all, I want to say this, the first important thing about it is that it's dealing with students who've had a challenging time in the comprehensive high school. Mm-hmm. They're usually students who are 17 years, you have to be at least 17 years of age, 14 credits short of graduation.
So you're right on the edge.
Yet.
Okay.
You have to make application to the school. You have to make a commitment that you're willing to take one class at a time until such time you can take two. And also, you will have to come on a regular basis. But since these students have not had all this support before, that school then has provided social workers, food services, shelter and all, to enhance their opportunities to be successful. And then more importantly, a staff group that's there who see the students where they are. They're not that concerned whether the kids are gonna go to Harvard, Stanford, University of Washington. They want them to get that diploma. They want them to feel successful.
You can see our entire interview with Willie Stewart Friday night at 7:30, only on KBTC.